Chapter 48. Electronic Fundamentals. Electronic components are the heart of computers. Knowing how electronic components work helps take the mystery out of automotive electronics. Semiconductors. Definition: semiconductors are neither conductors nor insulators. The flow of electrical current is caused by the movement of electrons in materials known as conductors, having fewer than 4 electrons in their atom's outer orbit. Insulators contain more than 4 electrons in their outer orbit and cannot conduct electricity because their atomic structure is stable, or, no free electrons. Semiconductors are materials that contain exactly 4 electrons in the outer orbit of their atom structure and are, therefore, neither good conductors nor good insulators. Examples of semiconductors: 2 examples of semiconductor materials are germanium and silicon, which have exactly 4 electrons in their valence ring and no free electrons to provide current flow. However, both of these semiconductor materials can be made to conduct current if another material is added to provide the necessary conditions for electron movement. Construction: when another material is added to a semiconductor material in very small amounts, it is called doping. The doping elements are called impurities, therefore, after their addition, the germanium and silicon are no longer considered pure elements. The material added to pure silicon or germanium to make it electrically conductive represents only 1 atom of impurity for every 100 million atoms of the pure semiconductor material. The resulting atoms are still electrically neutral, because the number of electrons still equals the number of protons of the combined materials. These combined materials are classified into 2 groups depending on the number of electrons in the bonding between the 2 materials: N-type materials, and P-type materials. N-type material: N-type material is silicon or germanium that is doped with an element such as phosphorus, arsenic, or antimony, each having 5 electrons in its outer orbit. These 5 electrons are combined with the 4 electrons of the silicon or germanium to total 9 electrons. There is room for only 8 electrons in the bonding between the semiconductor material and the doping material. This leaves extra electrons, and even though the material is still electrically neutral, these extra electrons tend to repel other electrons outside the material. See Figure 48-1. Refer to Figure 48-1. N-type material. Silicon abbreviated, Si, doped with a material, such as phosphorus, with 5 electrons in the outer orbit results in an extra free electron. Refer to Figure 48-2, P-type material. Silicon doped with a material, such as boron abbreviate, B, with 3 electrons in the outer orbit results in a hole capable of attracting an electron. P-type material. P-type material is produced by doping silicon or germanium with the element boron or the element indium. These impurities have only 3 electrons in their outer shell and, when combined with the semiconductor material, result in a material with 7 electrons, 1 electron less than is required for atom bonding. This lack of 1 electron makes the material able to attract electrons, even though the material still has a neutral charge. This material tends to attract electrons to fill the holes for the missing 8th electron in the bonding of the materials. See Figure 48-2. Frequently asked question: what is the hole theory? Current flow is expressed as the movement of electrons from one atom to another. In semiconductor and electronic terms, the movement of electrons fills the holes of the P-type material. Therefore, as the holes are filled with electrons, the unfilled holes move opposite to the flow of the electrons. This concept of hole movement is called the hole theory of current flow. The holes move in the direction opposite to that of electron flow. For example, think of an egg carton, where if an egg is moved in one direction, the holes created move in the opposite direction. See Figure 48-3. Refer to Figure 48-3. Unlike charges attract and the current carriers, or electrons and holes, move toward the junction. Summary of semiconductors. The following is a summary of semiconductor fundamentals. Number 1. The 2 types of semiconductor materials are P-type and N-type. N-type material contains extra electrons. P-type material contains holes due to missing electrons. The number of excess electrons in an N-type material must remain constant, and the number of holes in the P-type material must also remain constant. Because electrons are interchangeable, movement of electrons in or out of the material is possible to maintain a balanced material. Number 2. In P-type semiconductors, electrical conduction occurs mainly as a result of holes, or absence of electrons. In N-type semiconductors, electrical conduction occurs mainly as a result of electrons, or excessive electrons. Number 3. Hole movement results from the jumping of electrons into new positions. Number 4. Under the effect of a voltage applied to the semiconductor, electrons travel toward the positive terminal and holes move toward the negative terminal. The direction of hole current agrees with the conventional direction of current flow. Diodes. Construction: a diode is an electrical one-way check valve made by combining a P-type material and an N-type material. The word diode means having two electrodes. Electrodes are electrical connections. The positive electrode is called the anode, the negative electrode is called the cathode. The point where the two types of materials join is called the junction. See figure 48-4. Operation: the N-type material has one extra electron, which can flow into the P-type material. The P-type requires electrons to fill its holes. If a battery's positive terminal is connected to the diode's P-type material and negative to the N-type material, the electrons that left the N-type material and flowed into the P-type material to fill the holes are quickly replaced by the electron flow from the battery. Current flows through a forward bias diode for the following reasons. Reason number 1. Electrons move toward the holes, P-type material. Reason number 2. Holes move toward the electrons, N-type material. As a result, current flows through the diode with low resistance. This condition is called forward bias. If the battery connections are reversed and the positive side of the battery is connected to the N-type material, the electrons are pulled toward the battery and away from the junction of the N-type and P-type materials. Remember, unlike charges attract, whereas like charges repel, because electrical conduction requires the flow of electrons across the junction of the N-type and P-type materials, and because the battery connections are actually reversed, the diode offers very high resistance to current flow. This condition is called reverse bias. See figure 48-5. Therefore, diodes allow current flow only when current of the correct polarity is connected to the circuit. Reason number 3. Diodes are used in alternators to control current flow in one direction, which changes the AC voltage generated into DC voltage. Reason number 4. Diodes are also used in computer controls, relays, air conditioning circuits, and many other circuits to prevent possible damage due to reverse current flows that may be generated within the circuit. See figure 48-6. Refer to figure 48-4. A diode is a component with P-type and N-type materials together. The negative electrode is called the cathode and the positive electrode is called the anode. Refer to figure 48-5. Figure A, a diode consists of P-type and N-type materials separated by a depletion region. Figure B, when connected to a voltage source in the reverse bias situation, the charge carriers are forced apart and no current flows across the depletion region. Figure C, when the diode is connected in the forward bias direction, the charge carriers are allowed to cross the depletion region and current can flow from the anode to the cathode. Refer to figure 48-6, diode symbol and electrode names. The stripe on one end of a diode represents the cathode end of the diode. Frequently asked question: what is the difference between electricity and electronics? Electronics usually means that solid-state devices are used in the electrical circuits. Electricity is used in automotive applications usually means electrical current flow through resistance and loads without the use of diodes, transistors, or other electronic devices. Tech tip: burn-in to be sure. A common term heard in the electronic and computer industry is burn-in, which means to operate an electronic device, such as a computer, for a period from several hours to several days. Most electronic devices fail in infancy, or during the first few hours of operation. This early failure occurs if there is a manufacturing defect, especially at the p-n junction of any semiconductor device. The junction usually fails after only a few operating cycles. What does this information mean to the average person when purchasing a personal or business computer? Have the computer burned in before delivery? This step helps ensure that all of the circuits have survived infancy and that the chances of chip failure are greatly reduced. Purchasing sound or television equipment that has been on display may be a good value, because during its operation as a display model, the burn-in process has been completed. The automotive service technician should be aware that if a replacement electronic device fails shortly after installation, the problem may be a case of early electronic failure. Note: whenever there is a failure of a replacement part, the technician should always check for excessive voltage or heat to and around the problem component. Zener diodes. Construction: a Zener diode is a specially constructed diode designed to operate with a reverse bias current. Zener diodes were named in 1934 for their inventor, Clarence Melvin Zener, an American professor of physics. Refer to figure 48-7. A Zener diode blocks current flow until a certain voltage is reached, then it permits current to flow. Refer to Figure 48-8, Figure A. Notice that when the coil is being energized, the diode is reverse biased and the current is blocked from passing through the diode. The current flows through the coil in the normal direction. Figure B. When the switch is opened, the magnetic field surrounding the coil collapses, producing a high voltage surge in the reverse polarity of the applied voltage. This voltage surge forward biases the diode, and the surge is dissipated harmlessly back through the windings of the coil. Operation: a Zener diode acts as any diode in that it blocks reverse bias current, but only up to a certain voltage. Above this certain voltage, called the breakdown voltage or the Zener region, a Zener diode conducts current in the opposite direction without damage to the diode. A Zener diode is heavily doped, and the reverse bias voltage does not harm the material. The voltage drop across a Zener diode remains practically the same before and after the breakdown voltage, and this factor makes a Zener diode perfect for voltage regulation. Zener diodes can be constructed for various breakdown voltages and can be used in a variety of automotive and electronic applications, especially for electronic voltage regulators used in the charging system. See Figure 48-7. High voltage spike protection. Clamping diodes. Diodes can be used as a high voltage clamping device when the power is connected to the cathode of the diode. If a coil is pulsed on and off, a high voltage spike is produced whenever the coil is turned off. To control and direct this possibly damaging high voltage spike, a diode can be installed across the leads to the coil to redirect the high voltage spike back through the coil windings to prevent possible damage to the rest of the vehicle's electrical or electronic circuits. A diode connected across the terminals of a coil to control voltage spikes is called a clamping diode. Clamping diodes can also be called despiking or suppression diodes. See Figure 48-8. Refer to Figure 48-9. A diode connected to both terminals of the air conditioning compressor clutch used to reduce the high voltage spike that results when a coil, or compressor clutch coil, is de-energized. Refer to Figure 48-10. Spike protection diodes are commonly used in computer-controlled circuits to prevent damaging high voltage surges that occur any time current flowing through a coil is stopped. Clamping diode application. The diode is used to help prevent the high voltage spike generated inside the AC clutch coil from damaging delicate electronic circuits anywhere in the vehicle's electrical system. See Figure 48-9. Because most automotive circuits eventually are electrically connected to each other in parallel, a high voltage surge anywhere in the vehicle could damage electronic components and other circuits. The circuits most likely to be affected by the high voltage surge, if the diode fails, are the circuits controlling the operation of the AC compressor clutch and any component that uses a coil, such as those of the blower motor and climate control units. Many relays are equipped with a diode to prevent a voltage spike when the contact points open and the magnetic field in the coil winding collapses. See Figure 48-10. Refer to Figure 48-11. A Zener diode is commonly used inside automotive computers to protect delicate electronic circuits from high voltage spikes. A 35-volt Zener diode conducts any voltage spike higher than 35 volts resulting from the discharge of the fuel injector coil safely to ground through a current-limiting resistor in series with the Zener diode. Despiking Zener diodes. Zener diodes can also be used to control high voltage spikes and keep them from damaging delicate electronic circuits. Zener diodes are most commonly used in electronic fuel injection circuits that control the firing of the injectors. If clamping diodes were used in parallel with the injection coil, the resulting clamping action tends to delay the closing of the fuel injector nozzle. A Zener diode is commonly used to clamp only the higher voltage portion of the resulting voltage spike without affecting the operation of the injector. See Figure 48-11. Despiking resistors. All coils must use some protection against high voltage spikes that occur when the voltage is removed from any coil. Instead of a diode installed in parallel with the coil windings, a resistor can be used, called a spike protection resistor. See Figure 48-12. Resistors are preferred instead of diodes for voltage spike protection for two reasons. Reason number one. Coils usually fail when shorted, rather than open, as this shorted condition results in greater current flow in the circuit. A diode installed in the reverse bias direction cannot control this extra current, whereas a resistor in parallel can help reduce potentially damaging current flow if the coil becomes shorted. Reason number two. The protective diode can also fail, and diodes usually fail by shorting before they blow open. If a diode becomes shorted, excessive current can flow through the coil circuit, perhaps causing damage. A resistor usually fails open and, therefore, even in failures could not in itself cause a problem. Resistors on coils are often used in relays and in climate control circuit solenoids to control vacuum to the various air management system doors, as well as other electronically controlled appliances. Refer to Figure 48-12. A despiking resistor is used in many automotive applications to help prevent harmful high voltage surges from being created when the magnetic field surrounding a coil collapses when the coil circuit is opened. Diode ratings. Specifications: most diodes are rated according to the following. Maximum current flow in the forward bias direction. Diodes are sized and rated according to the amount of current they are designed to handle in the forward bias direction. This rating is normally from 1 to 5 amperes for most automotive applications. This rating of resistance to reverse bias voltage is called the peak inverse voltage abbreviated, PIV, rating, or the peak reverse voltage abbreviated, PRV, rating. It is important that the service technician specifies and uses only a replacement diode that has the same or a higher rating than specified by the vehicle manufacturer for both amperage and PIV rating. Typical 1 ampere diodes use an industry numbering code that indicates the PIV rating. For example, 1N4001-50 VPIV, 1N4002-100 VPIV, 1N4003-200 VPIV, most commonly used, 1N4004-400 VPIV, 1N4005-600 VPIV. 1N means that the diode has one P and N junction. A higher rating diode can be used with no problems, except for slightly higher cost, even though the highest rated diode generally costs less than $1. Never substitute a lower rated diode than is specified. Diode voltage drop. The voltage drop across a diode is about the same voltage as that required to forward bias the diode. If the diode is made from germanium, the forward voltage is 0.3 to 0.5 of a volt. If the diode is made from silicon, the forward voltage is 0.5 to 0.7 of a volt. Note, when diodes are tested using a digital multimeter, the meter displays the voltage drop across the P-N junction, about 0.5 to 0.7 of a volt, when the meter is set to the diode check position. Refer to Figure 48-13, a typical light-emitting diode abbreviated, LED. This particular LED is designed with a built-in resistor so that 12 volts DC may be applied directly to the leads without an external resistor. Normally a 300 to 500 ohms, 0.5 watts resistor is required to be attached in series with the LED, to control current flow to about 0.020 ampere, or 20 milliamperes, or damage to the P-N junction may occur. Light-emitting diodes. Operation: all diodes radiate some energy during normal operation. Most diodes radiate heat because of the junction barrier voltage drop, typically 0.6 volts for silicon diodes. Light-emitting diodes radiate light when current flows through the diode in the forward bias direction. See Figure 48-13. The forward bias voltage required for an LED ranges between 1.5 and 2.2 volts. An LED only lights if the voltage at the anode, or positive electrode, is at least 1.5 to 2.2 volts higher than the voltage at the cathode, or negative electrode. Need for current limiting. If an LED is connected across a 12-volt automotive battery, the LED lights brightly, but only for a second or two. Excessive current, or amperes, that flows across the PN junction of any electronic device can destroy the junction. A resistor must be connected in series with every diode, including LEDs, to control current flow across the PN junction. This protection should include the following. Number 1. The value of the resistor should be from 300 to 500 ohms for each P-N junction. Commonly available resistors in this range include 470, 390, and 330 ohms resistors. Number 2. The resistors can be connected to either the anode or the cathode end. Polarity of the resistor does not matter. Current flows through the LED in series with the resistor, and the resistor controls the current flow through the LED, regardless of its position in the circuit. Number 3. Resistors protecting diodes can be actual resistors or other current limiting loads, such as lamps or coils. With the current limiting devices to control the current, the average LED requires about 20 to 30 milliamperes, or 0.020 to 0.030 ampere. Refer to Figure 48-14, typical photodiodes. They are usually built into a plastic housing so that the photodiode itself may not be visible. Frequently asked question. How does an LED emit light? An LED contains a chip that houses P-type and N-type materials, The junction between these regions acts as a barrier to the flow of electrons between the two materials. When a voltage of 1.5 to 2.2 volts is applied to the correct polarity, current flows across the junction. As the electrons enter the p-type material, it combines with the holes in the material and releases energy in the form of light, called photons. The intensity and color the light produces depends on materials used in the manufacture of the semiconductor. LEDs are very efficient compared to conventional incandescent bulbs, which depend on heat to create light. LEDs generate very little heat, with most of the energy consumed converted directly into light. LEDs are reliable and are being used for tail lights, brake lights, daytime running lights, and headlights in some vehicles. Photodiodes. Purpose and function. All semiconductor p-n junctions emit energy, mostly in the form of heat or light, such as with an LED. In fact, if an LED is exposed to bright light, a voltage potential is established between the anode and the cathode. Photodiodes are specially constructed to respond to various wavelengths of light with a window built into the housing. See Figure 48-14. Photodiodes are frequently used in steering wheel controls for transmitting tuning, volume, and other information from the steering wheel to the data link in the unit being controlled. If several photodiodes are placed on the steering column end and LEDs or phototransistors are placed on the steering wheel side, data can be transmitted between the two moving points without the interference that could be caused by physical contact types of units. Construction. A photodiode is sensitive to light. When light energy strikes the diode, electrons are released and the diode conducts in the forward bias direction. The light energy is used to overcome the barrier voltage. The resistance across the photodiode decreases as the intensity of the light increases. This characteristic makes the photodiode a useful electronic device for controlling some automotive lighting systems, such as automatic headlights. The symbol for a photodiode is shown in Figure 48-15. Refer to Figure 48-15, symbol for a photodiode. The arrows represent light striking the p-n junction of the photodiode. Refer to Figure 48-16. Either symbol may be used to represent a photoresistor. Photoresistors. A photoresistor is a semiconductor material, usually cadmium sulfide, that changes resistance with the presence or absence of light. Dark is high resistance, and light is low resistance. Because resistance is reduced when the photoresistor is exposed to light, the photoresistor can be used to control headlight dimmer relays and automotive headlights. See Figure 48-16. Silicon-controlled rectifiers. Construction. A silicon-controlled rectifier, abbreviated SCR, is commonly used in the electronic circuits of various automotive applications. An SCR is a semiconductor device that looks like two diodes connected end-to-end. See Figure 48-17. If the anode is connected to a higher voltage source rather than the cathode in a circuit, no current flows, as occurs with a diode. If, however, a positive voltage source is connected to the gate of the SCR, current can flow from anode to cathode with a typical voltage drop of 1.2 volts, double the voltage drop of a typical diode, at 0.6 volt. Voltage applied to the gate is used to turn the SCR on. However, if the voltage source at the gate is shut off, the current still continues to flow through the SCR until the source current is stopped. Uses of an SCR. SCRs can be used to construct a circuit for a center high-mounted stoplight, CHMSL. If this third stoplight is wired into either the left or the right side brake light circuit, the CHMSL also flashes whenever the turn signals are used for the side that was connected to the CHMSL. When two SCRs are used, both brake lights must be activated to supply current to the CHMSL. The current to the CHMSL is shut off when both SCRs lose their power source, when the brake pedal is released, which stops the current flow to the brake lights. See Figure 48-18. Refer to Figure 48-17, symbol and terminal identification of an SCR. Refer to Figure 48-18, wiring diagram for a center high-mounted stoplight, CHMSL, using SCRs. Refer to Chart 48-1, the resistance changes opposite to that of a copper wire with changes in temperature. Thermistors. Construction. A thermistor is a semiconductor material, such as silicon, that has been doped to provide a given resistance. When the thermistor is heated, the electrons within the crystal gain energy and electrons are released. This means that a thermistor actually produces a small voltage when heated. If voltage is applied to a thermistor, its resistance decreases because the thermistor itself is acting as a current carrier rather than as a resistor at higher temperatures. Uses of thermistors. A thermistor is commonly used as a temperature sensing device for coolant temperature and intake manifold air temperature. Because thermistors operate in a manner opposite to that of a typical conductor, they are called negative temperature coefficient, abbreviated NTC, thermistors. Their resistance decreases as the temperature increases. See chart 48-1. Thermistor symbols are shown in figure 48-19. Refer to figure 48-19, symbols used to represent a thermistor. Rectifier bridges. Definition: the word rectify means to set straight. Therefore, a rectifier is an electronic device, such as a diode, used to convert a changing voltage into a straight or constant voltage. A rectifier bridge is a group of diodes that is used to change an AC circuit into a DC circuit. A rectifier bridge is used in alternators to rectify the AC voltage produced in the stator, or stationary windings, of the alternator into DC voltage. These rectifier bridges contain 6 diodes, one pair of diodes, one positive and one negative, for each of the 3 stator windings. See figure 48-20. Transistors. Purpose and function. A transistor is a semiconductor device that can perform the following electrical functions. Function number 1. Act as an electrical switch in a circuit. Function number 2. Act as an amplifier of current in a circuit, and function number 3. Regulate the current in a circuit. The word transistor, derived from the words transfer and resistor, is used to describe the transfer of current across a resistor. A transistor is made of 3 alternating sections or layers of P-type and N-type materials. This type of transistor is usually called a bipolar transistor. Construction: a transistor that has P-type material on each end with N-type material in the center is called a PNP transistor. Another type, with the exact opposite arrangement, is called an NPN transistor. The material at one end of a transistor is called the emitter and the material at the other end is called the collector. The base is in the center and the voltage applied to the base is used to control current through a transistor. Transistor symbols: all transistor symbols contain an arrow indicating the emitter part of the transistor. The arrow points in the direction of current flow. When an arrowhead appears in any semiconductor symbol, it stands for a PN junction and it points from the P-type material toward the N-type material. The arrow on a transistor is always attached to the emitter side of the transistor. See figure 48-21. How a transistor works: a transistor is similar to 2 back-to-back diodes that can conduct current in only one direction. As in a diode, N-type material can conduct electricity by means of its supply of free electrons, and P-type material conducts by means of its supply of positive holes. Refer to figure 48-20. This rectifier bridge contains 6 diodes. The 3 on each side are mounted in an aluminum fin unit to help keep the diode cool during alternator operation. Refer to figure 48-21, basic transistor operation. A small current flowing through the base and emitter of the transistor turns on the transistor and permits a higher amperage current to flow from the collector and the emitter. A transistor allows current flow if the electrical conditions allow it to switch on, in a manner similar to the working of an electromagnetic relay. The electrical conditions are determined, or switched, by means of the base, or B. The base carries current only when the proper voltage and polarity are applied. The main circuit current flow travels through the other 2 parts of the transistor, the emitter E and the collector C. See figure 48-22. Frequently asked question: is a transistor similar to a relay? Yes, in many cases a transistor is similar to a relay. Both use a low current to control a higher current circuit. See chart 48-2. A relay can only be on or off. A transistor can provide a variable output if the base is supplied a variable current input. Refer to figure 48-22, basic transistor operation. A small current flowing through the base and emitter of the transistor turns on the transistor and permits a higher amperage current to flow from the collector and the emitter. Refer to chart 48-2, comparison between the control, low current, and high current circuits of a transistor compared to a mechanical relay. If the base current is turned off or on, the current flow from collector to emitter is turned off or on. The current controlling the base is called the control current. The control current must be high enough to switch the transistor on or off. This control voltage, called the threshold voltage, must be above approximately 0.3 volt for germanium and 0.6 volt for silicon transistors. This control current can also throttle or regulate the main circuit, in a manner similar to the operation of a water faucet. How a transistor amplifies: a transistor can amplify a signal if the signal is strong enough to trigger the base of a transistor on and off. The resulting on-off current flow through the transistor can be connected to a higher-powered electrical circuit. This results in a higher-powered circuit being controlled by a lower-powered circuit. This low-powered circuit's cycling is exactly duplicated in the higher-powered circuit and, therefore, any transistor can be used to amplify a signal. However, because some transistors are better than others for amplification, specialized types of transistors are used for each specialized circuit function. Frequently asked question. What does the arrow mean on a transistor symbol? The arrow on a transistor symbol is always on the emitter and points toward the n-type material. The arrow on a diode also points toward the n-type material. To know which type of transistor is being shown, note which direction the arrow points. PNP, pointing in, and NPN, not pointing in. Refer to Figure 48-23, the three terminals of a field effect transistor, abbreviated FET, are called the source, gate, and drain. Field effect transistors. Field effect transistors have been used in most automotive applications since the mid-1980s. They use less electrical current and rely mostly on the strength of a small voltage signal to control the output. The parts of a typical FET include the source, gate, and drain. See Figure 48-23. Many FETs are constructed of metal oxide semiconductor, abbreviated MOS, materials, called MOSFETs. MOSFETs are highly sensitive to static electricity and can be easily damaged if exposed to excessive current or high voltage surges, or spikes. Most automotive electronic circuits use MOSFETs, which explains why it is vital for the service technician to use caution to avoid doing anything that could result in a high voltage spike, and perhaps destroy an expensive computer module. Some vehicle manufacturers recommend that technicians wear an anti-static wristband when working with modules that contain MOSFETs. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's instructions found in service information to avoid damaging electronic modules or circuits. Frequently asked question. What is a Darlington pair? A Darlington pair consists of two transistors wired together. This arrangement permits a very small current flow to control a large current flow. The Darlington pair is named for Sidney Darlington, an American physicist for Bell Laboratories from 1929 to 1971. Darlington amplifier circuits are commonly used in electronic ignition systems, computer engine control circuits, and many other electronic applications. See Figure 48-24. Refer to Figure 48-24. A Darlington pair consists of two transistors wired together, allowing for a very small current to control a larger current flow circuit. Phototransistors. Similar in operation to a photodiode, a phototransistor uses light energy to turn on the base of a transistor. A phototransistor is an NPN transistor that has a large exposed base area to permit light to act as the control for the transistor. Therefore, a phototransistor may or may not have a base lead. If not, then it has only a collector and emitter lead. When the phototransistor is connected to a powered circuit, the light intensity is amplified by the gain of the transistor. Phototransistors, along with photodiodes, are frequently used in steering wheel controls. See Figure 48-25. Integrated circuits. Purpose and function. Solid-state components are used in many electronic semiconductors and/or circuits. They are called solid-state because they have no moving parts, just higher or lower voltage levels within the circuit. Discrete, or individual, diodes, transistors, and other semiconductor devices were often used to construct early electronic ignition and electronic voltage regulators. Newer style electronic devices use the same components, but they are now combined, or integrated, into one group of circuits, and are thus called an integrated circuit, abbreviated IC. Construction. Integrated circuits are usually encased in a plastic housing called a chip with two rows of inline pins. This arrangement is called the dual inline pins, or DIP, chips. See Figure 48-26. Therefore, most computer circuits are housed as an integrated circuit in a DIP chip. Heat sink. Heat sink is a term used to describe any area around an electronic component that, because of its shape or design, can conduct damaging heat away from electronic parts. Examples of heat sinks include the following. Number 1. Ribbed electronic ignition control units. Number 2. Cooling slits and cooling fan attached to an alternator. Number 3. Special heat conducting grease under the electronic ignition module in General Motors hay distributor ignition systems and other electronic systems. Heat sinks are necessary to prevent damage to diodes, transistors, and other electronic components due to heat buildup. Excessive heat can damage the junction between the N-type and P-type materials used in diodes and transistors. Refer to Figure 48-25, symbols for a phototransistor. Figure A, this symbol uses the line for the base. Figure B, this symbol does not. Refer to Figure 48-26, a typical automotive computer with the case removed to show all of the various electronic devices and integrated circuits. The CPU is an example of a dip chip and the large red and orange devices are ceramic capacitors. Frequently asked question. What causes a transistor or diode to blow? Every automotive diode and transistor is designed to operate within certain voltage and amperage ranges for individual applications. For example, transistors used for switching are designed and constructed differently from transistors used for amplifying signals. Because each electronic component is designed to operate satisfactorily for its particular application, any severe change in operating current, or amperes, voltage, or heat can destroy the junction. This failure can cause either an open circuit, or no current flows, or a short, current flows through the component all the time when the component should be blocking the current flow. Refer to Figure 48-27, typical AND gate circuit using two transistors. The emitter is always the line with the arrow. Notice that both transistors must be turned on before there is voltage present at the point labeled signal out. Transistor gates. Purpose and function. Knowledge of the basic operation of electronic gates is important in understanding how computers work. A gate is an electronic circuit whose output depends on the location and voltage of two inputs. Construction. Whether a transistor is on or off depends on the voltage at the base of the transistor. For the transistor to turn on, a voltage difference between the base of the transmitter and the emitter should be at least a 0.6 volt. Most electronic and computer circuits use 5 volts as a power source. If two transistors are wired together, several different outputs can be received, depending on how the two transistors are wired. See Figure 48-27. Operation: if the voltage at A is higher than that of the emitter, the top transistor is turned on. However, the bottom transistor is off unless the voltage at B is also higher. If both transistors are turned on, the output signal voltage is high. If only one of the two transistors is on, the output is zero, or off when no voltage. Because it requires both A and B to be on to result in a voltage output, this circuit is called an AND gate. In other words, both transistors have to be on before the gate opens and allows a voltage output. Other types of gates can be constructed using various connections to the two transistors. For example, AND gate requires both transistors to be on to get an output. OR gate requires either transistor to be on to get an output. An AND, not AND, gate. Output is on unless both transistors are on. NOR, not OR, gate. Output is on only when both transistors are off. Gates represent logic circuits that can be constructed so that the output depends on the voltage, on or off, high or low, of the inputs to the bases of transistors. Their inputs can come from sensors or other circuits that monitor sensors, and their outputs can be used to operate an output device, if amplified and controlled by other circuits. For example, the blower motor is commanded on when the following events occur, to cause the control module to turn it on. Number 1. The ignition must be on, or input. Number 2. The air conditioning is commanded on. $3. The engine coolant temperature is within a predetermined limit. If all of these conditions are met, the control module commands the blower motor on. If any of the input signals are incorrect, the control module cannot perform the correct command. Refer to Figure 48-28, symbol for an operational amplifier, op-amp. Frequently asked question. What are logic highs and lows? All computer circuits and most electronic circuits, such as gates, use various combinations of high and low voltages. High voltages are typically those above 5 volts, and low is generally considered zero, ground. However, high voltages do not have to begin at 5 volts. High, or the number 1, to a computer is the presence of voltage above a certain level. For example, a circuit could be constructed where any voltage higher than 3.8 volts is considered high. Low, or the number 0, to a computer is the absence of voltage or a voltage lower than a certain value. For example, a voltage of 0.62 volt may be considered low. Various associated names and terms can be summarized. Operational amplifiers. Operational amplifiers, or op-amps, are used in circuits to control and amplify digital signals. Op-amps are frequently used for motor control for airflow door operation as part of the climate control system. Op-amps can provide the proper voltage polarity and current or, amperes, to control the direction of permanent magnetic abbreviated, PM, motors. The symbol for an op-amp is shown in Figure 48-28. Electronic component failure causes. Electronic components, such as electronic ignition modules, electronic voltage regulators, onboard computers, and any other electronic circuit are generally quite reliable, however, failure can occur. Frequent causes of premature failure include the following. Poor connections. It has been estimated that most engine computers returned as defective have simply had poor connections at the wiring harness terminal ends. These faults are often intermittent and hard to find. Note: when cleaning electronic contacts, use a pencil eraser. This cleans the contacts without harming the thin, protective coating used on most electronic terminals. Heat. The operation and resistance of electronic components and circuits are affected by heat. Electronic components should be kept as cool as possible and never hotter than 260 degrees Fahrenheit, or 127 degrees Celsius. Voltage spikes. A high voltage spike can literally burn a hole through semiconductor material. The source of these high voltage spikes is often the discharge of a coil without proper, or with defective, despiking protection. A poor electrical connection at the battery or other major electrical connection can cause high voltage spikes to occur, because the entire wiring harness creates its own magnetic field, similar to that formed around a coil. If the connection is loose and momentary loss of contact occurs, a high voltage surge can occur through the entire electrical system. To help prevent this type of damage, ensure that all electrical connections, including grounds, are properly clean and tight. Caution: one of the major causes of electronic failure occurs during jump-starting a vehicle. Always check that the ignition switch is off on both vehicles when making the connection. Always double-check that the correct battery polarity is being performed. Excessive current. All electronic circuits are designed to operate within a designated range of current, or amperes. If a solenoid or relay is controlled by a computer circuit, the resistance of that solenoid or relay becomes part of that control circuit. If a coil winding inside the solenoid or relay becomes shorted, the resulting lower resistance increases the current through the circuit. Even though individual components are used with current-limiting resistors in series, the coil winding resistance is also used as a current control component in the circuit. If a computer fails, always measure the resistance across all computer-controlled relays and solenoids. The resistance should be within specifications, generally over 20 ohms, for each component that is computer-controlled. Note: some computer-controlled solenoids are pulsed on and off rapidly. This type of solenoid is used in many electronically shifted transmissions. Their resistance is usually about half of the resistance of a simple on-off solenoid, usually between 10 and 15 ohms. Because the computer controls the on time of the solenoid and its circuit control are called pulse width modulated, abbreviated PWM. Refer to Figure 48-29, schematic for a blinking LED theft deterrent. Tech tip: blinking LED theft deterrent. A blinking, or flashing, LED consumes only about 5 milliamperes. Most alarm systems use a blinking red LED to indicate that the system is armed. A fake alarm indicator is easy to make and install. A 470 ohm, 0.5 watt resistor limits current flow to prevent battery drain. The positive terminal, or anode, of the diode is connected to a fuse that is hot at all times, such as the cigarette lighter. The negative terminal, or cathode, of the LED is connected to any ignition-controlled fuse. See Figure 48-29. When the ignition is turned off, the power flows through the LED to ground and the LED flashes. To prevent distraction during driving, the LED goes out when the ignition is on. Therefore, this fake theft deterrent is auto-setting, and no other action is required to activate it when you leave your vehicle except to turn off the ignition and remove the key, as usual. How to test diodes and transistors. Testers, diodes and transistors can be tested with an ohmmeter. The diode or transistor being tested must be disconnected from the circuit for the results to be meaningful. Use the diode check position on a digital multimeter. In the diode check position on a digital multimeter, the meter applies a higher voltage than when the ohms test function is selected. This slightly higher voltage, about 2 to 3 volts, is enough to forward bias a diode or the PN junction of transistors. Refer to Figure 48-30. To check a diode, select diode check on a digital multimeter. The display indicates the voltage drop, or difference, between the meter leads. The meter itself applies a low voltage signal, usually about 3 volts, and displays the difference on the display. Figure A When the diode is forward biased, the meter should display a voltage between 0.500 and 0.700 volt. Figure B. When the meter leads are reversed, the meter should read OL, or over limit, because the diode is reverse biased and blocking current flow. Diodes. Using the diode test position, the meter applies a voltage. The display shows the voltage drop across the diode PN junction. A good diode should give an over limit, or OL, reading with the test leads attached to each lead of the diode in one way, and a voltage reading of 0.400 to 0.600 volt when the leads are reversed. This reading is the voltage drop or the barrier voltage across the PN junction of the diode. Number 1. A low voltage reading with the meter leads attached both ways across a diode means that the diode is shorted and must be replaced. Number 2. An OL reading with the meter leads attached both ways across a diode means that the diode is open and must be replaced. See Figure 48-30. Transistors. Using a digital meter set to the diode check position, a good transistor should show a voltage drop of 0.400 to 0.600 volt between the following: the emitter abbreviated, E, and the base abbreviated, B, and between the base and the collector abbreviated, C, with a meter connected one way, and OL when the meter test leads are reversed. An OL reading, or no continuity, in both directions when a transistor is tested between the emitter abbreviated, E, and the collector. A transistor tester can also be used if available, see Figure 48-31. Refer to Figure 48-31 if the red, or positive, lead of the ohmmeter, or a multimeter set to diode check, is touched to the center in the black, or negative lead, touched to either end of the electrode, the meter should forward bias the PN junction and indicate on the meter as low resistance. If the meter reads high resistance, reverse the meter leads, putting the black on the center lead and the red on either end lead. If the meter indicates low resistance, the transistor is a good PNP type. Check all PN junctions in the same way. Refer to Figure 48-32, ADC to DC converter is built into most powertrain control modules and is used to supply the 5-volt reference, called VREF, to many sensors used to control the internal combustion engine. Converters and inverters. Converters, DC to DC converters, usually written as DC to DC converter, are electronic devices used to transform DC voltage from one level to another higher or lower level. They are used to distribute various levels of DC voltage throughout a vehicle from a single power bus, or voltage source. Examples of use. One example of a DC to DC converter circuit is the circuit the PCM uses to convert 14 to 5 volts. The 5 volts are called the reference voltage, abbreviated VREF, and used to power many sensors in a computer-controlled engine management system. The schematic of a typical 5-volt VREF interfacing with a TP sensor circuit is shown in Figure 48-32. Warning. Always follow the manufacturer's safety precautions for discharging capacitors in DC to DC converter circuits. The PCM operates on 14 volts, using the principle of DC conversion, to provide a constant 5 volts of sensor reference voltage to the TP sensor and others. The TP sensor demands little current, so the VREF circuit is a low-power DC voltage converter in the range of 1 watt. The PCM uses a DC to DC converter, which is a small semiconductor device called a voltage regulator, and is designed to convert battery voltage to a constant 5 volts, regardless of changes in the charging voltage. Hybrid electric vehicles use DC to DC converters to provide higher or lower DC voltage levels and current requirements. A high-power DC to DC converter schematic is shown in Figure 48-33 and represents how a non-electronic DC to DC converter works. The central component of a converter is a transformer that physically isolates the input, 42 volts, from the output, 14 volts. The power transistor pulses the high-voltage coil of the transformer, and the resulting changing magnetic field induces a voltage in the coil windings of the lower voltage side of the transformer. The diodes and capacitors help control and limit the voltage and frequency of the circuit. DC to DC converter circuit testing, usually a DC control voltage is used, which is supplied by a digital logic circuit to shift the voltage level to control the converter. A voltage test can indicate if the correct voltages are present when the converter is on and off. Voltage measurements are usually specified to diagnose a DC to DC converter system. A digital multimeter abbreviated, DMM, that is Cat3 rated should be used. High voltage circuit precautions, whenever working on or near potential high voltage circuits, adhere to the following. Number 1. Always follow the manufacturer's safety precautions when working with high voltage circuits. These circuits are usually indicated by orange wiring. Number 2. Never tap into wires in a DC to DC converter circuit to access power for another circuit. Number 3. Never tap into wires in a DC to DC converter circuit to access a ground for another circuit. Number 4. Never block airflow to a DC to DC converter heatsink. Number 5. Never use a heatsink for a ground connection for a meter, scope, or accessory connection. Number 6. Never connect or disconnect a DC to DC converter while the converter is powered up. Number 7. Never connect a DC to DC converter to a larger voltage source than specified. Inverters: an inverter is an electronic circuit that changes DC into AC. In most DC to AC inverters, the switching transistors, which are usually MOSFETs, are turned on alternately for short pulses. As a result, the transformer produces a modified sine wave output, rather than a true sine wave. See Figure 48-34. Warning: do not touch the terminals of a battery that are being used to power an inverter. There is always a risk that those battery terminals could deliver a much greater shock than from batteries alone, if a motor or inverter should develop a fault. Refer to Figure 48-33. This DC to DC converter is designed to convert 42 volts to 14 volts, to provide 12 volts power to accessories on a hybrid electric vehicle operating with a 42 volt electrical system. Refer to Figure 48-34, a typical circuit for an inverter designed to change direct current from a battery to alternating current for use by the electric motors used in a hybrid electric vehicle. Refer to Figure 48-35, the switching, or pulsing, MOSFETs create a waveform called a modified sine wave, or solid lines, compared to a true sine wave, or dotted lines. The waveform produced by an inverter is not the perfect sine wave of household AC, but is rather more like a pulsing DC that reacts similar to sine wave AC in transformers and in induction motors. See Figure 48-35. Inverters power AC motors. An inverter converts DC power to AC power at the required frequency and amplitude. The inverter consists of three half-bridge units, and the output voltage is mostly created by a pulse width modulation technique. The three-phase voltage waves are shifted 120 degrees to each other to power each of the three phases. Electrostatic discharge. Definition: electrostatic discharge, abbreviated ESD, is created when static charges build up on the human body when movement occurs. The friction of the clothing and the movement of shoes against carpet or vinyl floors cause a high voltage to build. Then when we touch a conductive material, such as a doorknob, the static charge is rapidly discharged. These charges, although just slightly painful to us, can cause severe damage to delicate electronic components. The following are typical static voltages. Number 1. If you can feel it, it is at least 3000 volts. Number 2. If you can hear it, it is at least 5000 volts. Number 3. If you can see it, it is at least 10,000 volts. Although these voltages seem high, the current, in amperes, is extremely low. However, sensitive electronic components, such as vehicle computers, radios, and instrument panel clusters, can be ruined if exposed to as little as 30 volts. This is a problem because components can be harmed at voltages lower than we can feel. Avoiding ESD, to help prevent damage to components, follow these easy steps. Step 1. Keep the replacement electronic component in the protective wrapping until just before installation. Step 2. Before handling any electronic component, ground yourself by touching a metal surface to drain away any static charge. Step 3. Do not touch the terminals of electronic components. Step 4. If working in an area where you could come in contact with terminals, wear a static electrically grounding wrist strap available at most electronic parts stores, such as Radio Shack. If these precautions are observed, ESD damage can be eliminated or reduced. Remember, just because the component works even after being touched does not mean that damage has not occurred. Often, a section of the electronic component may be damaged, yet does not fail until several days or weeks later. Review questions. Question 1. What is the difference between P-type material and N-type material? Question 2. How can a diode be used to suppress high voltage surges in automotive components or circuits containing a coil? Question 3. How does a transistor work? Question 4. To what precautions should all service technicians adhere to avoid damage to electronic and computer circuits? Question 5. What is the difference between forward bias and reverse bias? When discussing a diode. Chapter Quiz. Question 1. A semiconductor is a material. A. With fewer than 4 electrons in the outer orbit of its atoms. B. With more than 4 electrons in the outer orbit of its atoms. C. With exactly 4 electrons in the outer orbit of its atoms. D. Determined by other factors besides the number of electrons. Question 2. The arrow in a symbol for a semiconductor device. A. Points toward the negative. B. Points away from the negative. C. Is attached to the emitter on a transistor. D. Both A and C. Question 3. A diode installed across a coil with the cathode toward the battery positive is called an A. Clamping diode. B. Forward bias diode. C. SCR. D. Transistor. Question 4. A transistor is controlled by the polarity and current at the A. Collector. B. Emitter. C. Base. D. Both A and B. Question 5. A transistor can A. Switch on and off. B. Amplify. C. Throttle. D. All of the above. Question 6. A Zener diode is normally used for voltage regulation. A Zener diode, however, can also be used for high voltage spike protection, if connected. A. Positive to anode, negative to cathode. B. Positive to cathode, ground to anode. C. Negative to anode, cathode to a resistor, then to a lower voltage terminal. D. Both A and C. Question 7. The forward bias voltage required for an LED is A. 0.3 to 0.5 volt. B. 0.5 to 0.7 volt. Circa 1.5 to 2.2 volts. D. 4.5 to 5.1 volts. Question 8. Faults or failures in electronic components could be caused by all of the following except A. Loose connector terminals. B. A loose alternator belt. C. Jumper cables reversed when jump starting. D. A voltage spike. Question 9. What is the purpose and function of an inverter? A. To change the polarity of DC voltages. B. To change low DC voltage to high DC voltage. C. To change DC voltage to AC voltage. D. To change AC voltage to DC voltage. Question 10. To avoid damage from an electrostatic discharge, the technician should before handling sensitive electronic components. A. Wear dark clothing. B. Be sure to wear insulated shoes. C. Touch the housing of the component before removing it from the protective cover. D. Touch a metal surface on the vehicle. End of chapter 48.